welcome. This is Sharon Jeffers, and I want to welcome and thank you for being here today with me and with my guest, who I'll tell you about in a moment. If you're new to the show, you've just tuned into the Mystic Oracle, and our main topic is always the mystic science of the cards, which is an ancient system of timekeeping that reveals that our deck of 52 playing cards, that's the regular deck of cards as we call them, was originally created as a calendar, and it was used for timekeeping and the observance of humanity's movement through our fourth dimension of time. It is the most accurate, personally specific system of divination, one of them. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit today. I also have a guest, which I'm really excited about. Before I introduce you to my guest, Bill, I want to invite you to check out my website if you're new, so that you can look at the information on the cards. That's starofthemagi.com. And just explore there. Feed lines are going to be open today. If you have any questions, please call in. The number's on your screen. And we'll be happy to answer your questions. So without any further delay, I'm really excited about this. I want to introduce to you my guest, Bill Bradshaw.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Wonderful. I'm so excited because Bill and I, just the universe just sort of threw us together recently, and we've just been discovering all these amazing connections and things. He is the founder of the American Institute for Universal Healing. He is the executive producer of the Mystic Network. And he is a teacher of astrology, feng shui, and numerology. He's also a psychic medium and a numerologist. We have a lot of similarity in our background, so it was an instant. Oh, there you are. Hello.
Hello.
So one of the reasons I wanted to have him on the show, besides the fact that I'm so excited he's on the planet and that I ran into him, is that he started talking to me about the galactic core. And all my hair stood on end, and my ears got really big, and I just wanted to know about this. And I thought, there's an activation happening next month, a galactic core activation. And so he's going to be talking about this, and I'm sure I'm going to have questions, and you're welcome to call in with yours if you do. So, you know, you have a really, I almost want to say saturated background, because you have all these wonderful tools that you use, and they're all very deep mystical tools.
Yeah, metaphysical in nature. And, you know, the reason I learned all these tools was from my own path of wanting the answers and wanting to know. So, you know, it was my investigating that actually turned out to be a whole career for me.
I understand that.
Yeah, and and I want to just go back and kind of say, you know, I think it's great that I'm here today and we're able to talk about this galactic center thing, because it's just around the corner. You know, we're almost less than a month away, and there's like so many things that we can do to prepare for this time, and it's like we don't have a whole lot of time anymore.
Well, a lot of people are feeling that, and they're going through a lot of changes.
Yes. Well, the last couple of years for a lot, you know, on a collective level, even when you look at the Earth and our species on a collective level, we've been going through major changes in the way we live, in our technology, in our consciousness. This is all, you know, you got to remember the galactic center is the center of our universe. It's the point in the universe that Big Bang occurred, where the little spark of energy created this whole massive universe. And right now, that core is an intensified energy. And we kind of look at it now that we have Chandra and these other telescopes that can see it. We see it as a black hole. And it, to me, it's a doorway into a whole other dimension, because when we watch planets and suns that are, you know, 100 times larger than our own sun here in our galaxy, in our Milky Way, this thing just gobbles them up. And it's right as that sun goes through that doorway, we see this large explosion of light, the beautiful, some of the most beautiful light that I've seen come out of the universe, and then it just goes black. because that core is so strong, and it doesn't even let light escape. So I look at the galactic center as what the scientists call it, or what we astrologers call it, as that's God. That's God energy. That is the center of our universe that our whole entire universe is revolving around.
It's the kind core of, of our being.
Right. It's like our planets go around the sun. So we look at our sun as the core of our galaxy.
Right.
Well, this is the core of the whole thing. The whole shebang.
The galactic core.
The galactic center, and is what it technically, scientifically called, but I like calling it that, the galactic core, because I think it mirrors ourselves even on a human level. We all have a center point. We all have a core. And it kind of mirrors, the universe mirrors what we are doing on as an individual here in this world, which is we're all being drawn back to our centers, to our cores, and we're realizing that God is not out here in the universe somewhere, out in the world, or in at places that we can go. It's inside of us. And you know, here we are at a time where Pluto is sitting on this galactic center. Now, this only happens about every 300 and, let's say, 50 years.
So 350 years?
Every 350 years it takes Pluto to get around the chart. So this hasn't happened for 350 years. On top of, let me step back and say the galactic center has never even been at 26 degrees Sagittarius since the beginning of our existence, because it takes our galaxy, our Milky Way, our sun, 350 million years to get one full rotation around the galactic center. So first of all, that'll give you an idea of the size of our universe.
And well, I'm not sure I can comprehend that.
It's a tough one to comprehend. It is. It, you know, this galactic core or center, however you want to look at it, I believe it is beyond our reality. We can't even understand it yet.
But there is a correlation, because it takes 350 million years to go around, and then Pluto takes 350
years. That's right.
Boy, yeah. A lot to juggle these numbers around.
That's right. So it's about That's right. The numbers are, well, you know, in numerology, that's
so
why
it's the microcosm and the macrocosm of the event.
That's right. And as numerologists, we always look for numbers that are repeated and used over and over and over again, even in, you know, like in different situations. So, yes, that's why it goes to show how important this time is. So here we have Pluto actually hit the galactic center exactly a couple weeks ago at 26 degrees and 57 minutes.
I felt that. Did you all feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we would have noticed things like, you know, that would have been a day where, you know, you kind of had those deja vus, or the big epiphanies came in, or people who meditate had groundbreaking connecting sessions.
Wouldn't this kind of conjunct, and I was just kidding when I said, I probably, who knows what I've been feeling, but, you know, wouldn't that, because of the... how do I want to ask this? I mean, because it conjuncted at that moment, but the time that it spans energetically and the influence is far greater than that, correct?
It goes for eternity.
Eternity, I like that word.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, when I read them when I look at their chart and I read them on a personal level, they always say, you mean the aspect's over?
All right.
Oh my God, I can't. And we don't understand, once that aspect occurs, it's a part of our reality. It goes on forever.
Yes, that's what I do the same thing with the cards.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, get everything you can experientially from the moment, because that's what you're taking with you, and that's
right.
The foundation
that's
of it.
Right.
I wanted to share that, you know, Bill didn't know about the cards before we met a few weeks ago, and so that's a whole other realm, but... A few minutes ago, we were talking about the galactic core before we started the show, and I just did core, the word core, in the cards, and it's a two of spades. And the two of spades is unity and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's connecting with our, not just our source within, but the source of that source. This is what
That's
you're
right.
speaking of
That's
with
exactly
this
right.
movement.
It's an understanding, basically, of oneness. So here we live in a dual, in a world of duality and separateness, but really what the galactic core teaches us by looking at the universe in that way is that we are all here to ascend into oneness. And that's why he puts out all these things in this world that separate us. Anger, resentment, revenge, jealousy, all these human emotions. And we have to remember that we're spirit first. We are a descended angel. We are spirit that descended into this lower vibration to heal, to grow, to evolve, to expand. And so that is the big trick of life, is that, you know, it is about a oneness consciousness. And just coming from my own experience in life, is when I hooked into that oneness and understanding that we're all one, I'm just as connected to you as I am with my own family on a spiritual level, it changes everything. All the human emotion goes away, this control, the anger, because it's almost like we're getting angry at ourselves.
Well, I believe that's what it is, that whatever we experience that we project onto other people or manifest in our relationships is really a reflection of how we're in relationship with ourselves. Now, the beauty about the two is it does represent duality. And then when it's realized and awakened, it represents unity. And so the duality doesn't exist any longer.
That's right. Oh, I just had this great thought that came to me. Okay. Because I know, like in numerology, you know, we break down numbers.
Yes.
So if you have a 23, we
yes.
break that down, we add that up, that becomes a single digit of 5.
Exactly.
So what is the number before the 2?
Is the 1.
11.
Oh, 11.
Okay.
Oh, when you have double digits.
That's right. So here we are, you know, it even tells us that on a spiritual level, the 2 is actually the vibration of oneness. Because we have the double 11. You know, the 11 is the master number in astrology.
Right.
I mean, in numerology. So we never break the 11 down. But when we do, it turns into the 2. So it's just, these are little clues that God, the universe, spirit sends us. So we...
Well, you know, a mathematician will tell you that the whole entire creation can be explained by with math.
And numbers.
And,
well,
and I believe that's
computer.
True.
The whole computer language is a 1 and a 0.
Exactly.
Now,
thing. When you were talking about the core, because earlier we went to lunch, and Bill was asking me a question about how the cards would relate to astrology, a very specific question. And so when you were just talking about the core, of course my mind started running, and I thought, the core is the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Joker is zero.
Yes.
And the Joker is Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
He bridges the past with the future, the beginning with the end.
And
therefore
all of them,
is
right?
All things and nothing.
That's right, because the Joker actually can become any card within the deck. And that makes so much sense.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Because, the Joker can become, he is with all the deck.
Yeah.
And it's just whoever he wants to be in the moment. Do we have any jokers out there? Call in if you're a joker and you're listening. Anybody that wants to call in, you can also email us at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. And I want, for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Mystic Oracle Show with Sharon Jeffers and my guest, Bill Bradshaw, the Mystic Man. You can visit his website at themysticman.com. So we're talking about the galactic core of creation. And we're also talking a little bit about the activation of that core, which just took place, and how that's affecting all of us. It's funny because somebody called me this morning, and she said, isn't time going extremely fast? I mean, everything's just happening really, really fast. And I said, what I'm experiencing is just be present and let it move you or get squished, because everything does feel like it's speeding up. And I know that Pluto
has a big part in this. That's
Pluto
correct.
Has a big part in this, and Pluto's going to bring up anything that we've been ignoring or avoiding or denying or,
fearful,
you know,
love.
Have under the rug. I mean, it's just going to go underneath everything, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like a
Well, that's kind of what happened, and what we're going to see evolving from this aspect, again, that occurred a couple weeks ago, is Pluto basically came in, opened up the door to the galactic center on a very deep level, because we know that Pluto rules the unconscious, the subconscious mind. We also know that it rules the psychic energy. So people all of a sudden, if you're psychic, you even got purer. If you never practiced intuition, you probably are starting to see it occur in your life. Pluto will open up doors into our fear, into our control issues, because right now it's like it's bathing us, it's trying to clean us. Because again, then in December, when Jupiter starts coming up and it conjuncts Pluto within a degree and a half of the galactic center, that literally is when those doors get blown open like they have never been before in our existence. I mean, this is going to be a massive shift in consciousness.
I'm so excited about this. I literally am sitting on the edge of my seat.
Well, and then there's so much more. I mean, then I could go into, you know, the other influence, Sharon, about, you know, we just discovered several new planets. We discovered Sedna and Eris, and we discovered a new planet, a smaller one that's even farther out that I can't even get the pronunciation right on this planet, but it sounds like Quaoar. Quaoar, and it's an Indian, it is a American Indian name. And isn't that funny, because just over the past year or so,
How do you spell this name?
It's Q-U-A-O-A-R. Quaoar.
O-A-R.
So think of it like an Indian would say, Quaoar. You know, it has that Indian influence. And haven't you noticed that this whole Indian influence, look at all the Cherokee
Native American
Indians that are here in California that have been, you know, basically brutalized since the beginning of time, and all of a sudden now they're being supported, they've been given these grants, and they're becoming productive, they're building businesses and companies that are paying the state of California millions of dollars a year. Well, I don't think that's any mistake. I think that's why we titled this planet after an American Indian, because, you know, again, this whole thing boils down to the Pluto Galactic Center, Jupiter, the Sedna, Eris, the new planets. It all boils down to we are coming into a time where that alpha energy, that old Mars warrior, that Plutonian controlling energy that controlled you subconsciously, all those energies are going to start losing their power. I mean, we can, and I don't mean to go into politics, but you can look at the political arena in the whole world, and you can start seeing the countries and the political people in power that use that type of vibration to control, to be aggressive. They are losing their power.
Yep.
And we're starting to see the nurturing energy, those countries that are about peace, and those of us who are all about peace and nurturing and helping others grow into a higher consciousness of themselves, we're starting to get the power. It's shifting, and that's what this is all about.
I feel that we're actually claiming the power.
Taking it back.
That what's happened over the last bit of time,
it
just became obvious that if we want things to be different, we have to do it ourselves. And I really feel like that there's a huge movement and
yes,
in people taking the power to make a difference in this world, on this planet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the amount of healers that we have now. You know, back in when I first started this, when I was 15, you know, I'm 47, so I've been doing this a long time. And back when I first started, when I took that that choice of becoming a healer and becoming somebody going to get into the metaphysics,
mm-hmm,
you know, there was nobody that did what I did.
Okay, we have a caller. Hello?
Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Okay. You wanted a joker, which when I do tarot card readings, I come up with a fool all the time. So I guess that works.
Oh, it's great. So you know about the card system already, then?
I know about the card system. I can do the regular deck. I can do the tarot, and I can relate the two to each other. I can even relate it to astrology some, but I'd have to think about that.
Oh, but
I also know astrology. Well, my sun sign is 29 degrees Gemini, 29.4 or something.
29 degrees Gemini.
Center of the Milky Way.
That's what. That's where your sun is. Do you know your sun is by any way, Michael?
What?
you know your ascendant sign by any chance?
My ascendant sign is Virgo.
Oh, Virgo.
Sidereal astrology, like Hindu astrology, is Leo.
Yeah. So double Mercury.
What is your birthday?
June 20th, 1953, 10:30 a.m.
Okay, now, you know, in the card system, that's actually not the Joker birthday day.
No, actually, if you go to the card system, that would be like the Ten of Wands.
Right, the Ten of Clubs.
Okay, and that basically means that I'm carrying a load to the market.
Ah, I love that.
Well, it also means that you are the teacher and the healer.
Well, yes, I'm a very strong, energetic healer. But at any rate, we need to get this to relate to people out there.
Yes, that's why we're on the radio.
I know, but on the other hand, you're talking about how there's this expansion of consciousness that leads out into the void. Well, this is a sort of concept that people can't relate to or understand.
Uh-huh.
So it's a question of how they use it. So you could tell me how to use it. That would be a good experiment.
Uh-huh. Well, what are you suggesting,
Michael?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
What are you suggesting?
I don't know. What do you want from a caller? You could give me a reading or an interpretation, or it's just that's what people really want to do when they're listening to these shows is how they can find insight for themselves instead of bewilderment.
Well, you know, Michael, you're ruled by Mercury and Chiron. You know, Chiron now has become the kind of new ruler of Virgo. And,
oh, okay, so that means
and I is ruled by Mercury. You know, you're here to write and to speak about, you know, healing on a collective level.
Oh, yeah, I do a lot of that. My form of healing is to pull out negative influences.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. And now...
Okay, the rules I use are to pull it out of the one person and pull it out of everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, so again, you know, Gemini is the natural speaker. You know, it's an air sign, which makes you very analytical.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, you know, when you have Virgo and Gemini, you tend to be a little... Usually probably when you were younger, it's not as bad now as we grow and we become more conscious. But, sometimes you are very critical on yourself because Virgo can really be critical.
Well, I was autistic with Asperger's syndrome, so
mm-hmm.
I was pretty lost and clueless when I was a kid.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And here you are now.
It arose on me at 19, so
And it's through those experiences and... vibrations that you've...
Oh, yeah, well, Pluto is sextile with the Neptune and Saturn in my chart.
Let me talk to you a little bit about your cards, because you're a Ten of Clubs, Eight of Diamonds in the system that I use.
Okay.
And these are very powerful, forward-moving, strong, masculine energy.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of energy behind a ten. And it's like ten aces, and an ace is already a lot of forward-moving energy. So because in the system that I use, you sit at the top of the crown line, and it's like sitting on top of the mountain, and all the other people are living just below you all the way down.
Now, I'm a crown chakra psychic.
So one of the things that's really important for you is because you have such a lot of energy that moves forward, it's like the more receptive you, if you spend time meditating and really opening up, you have a Queen of Spades as your spirit card. So within there's this incredible, powerful, feminine energy. And when you allow yourself to become receptive and be drawn into that energy...
Oh, yeah, I really like the feminine energy, you're right, but I don't, not in terms of sex, but just experiencing it myself.
Yeah, so, I mean, you are, you know...
You have to receive on the world to do anything in the world.
The challenge with that Eight of Diamonds planetary ruling card is that because you have such a keen perception and you're able to read people quickly, see what they need, and see what they need to be doing...
Okay, I put you on speakerphone because I have trouble hearing you.
Let me finish what I want to tell you here.
Okay.
This is key for you, okay?
Okay.
This energy is so powerful. The trick is, or the challenge, is that if you jump to conclusions too quickly and you forget to engage your intuition and your receptivity first, then instead of being a mirror, you actually can go into judgment and it gets in the way. Because you're really here to be a teacher to other people. And because you have that inner queen and the inner influence of initiation, being an initiator for others spiritually, you have to be in a place where you just become a mirror. And then that becomes the springboard for your teaching. It's very powerful.
Yeah, I know. Astrology chart is ridiculously powerful. Everything is connected with each other, and it almost makes Venus the ruler of my chart in Taurus because of the fact that Venus has an indirect connection with everything in the chart. So there's not a single planet that is unaspected except the Sun, except it's conjunct with Mars.
Okay. Now, there are a lot of people that don't understand this conversation. So,
right. I realize that.
Yeah. So,
well, reading my chart or reading my cards is something people won't understand. But anyway, that's actually what people wanted to have as input out, is how they can deal with this transition we're going through.
Yes, and it is a very powerful one, and you're going to have a lot of people come your way to, you know, have that kind of assistance.
I need that. I haven't had that yet, but... on the other hand, I have to be ready for it because of the fact that if I get off balance, I'm in big trouble. The bigger you are, the harder you fall.
Well, that's true for all of us. And then when you become invisible, there won't be any falling. I want to thank you for calling.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking to me.
Okay. Bye, Michael.
Okay, bye.
Okay. I want to just respond to an email real quick this year. Hi, Judy. This is for your sister-in-law. Okay, so she is a double 10, 10 of diamonds, 10 of clubs. I'm just going to look really quick. Her age is 63. I'm going to tune right in. There's a tremendous amount of change, possibly even a divorce going on or some kind of separation or life change in the relationship area. A new relationship or new home wants to come into play here. If these kind of changes are coming about in your life, it's really, really important for you to just let go and realize that there are gifts unfolding before you, even though there may be a little challenge with this happening. Your birth card is sitting in the King of Diamonds house. So really one of the things that's going on, even though things can seem more difficult right now than it seems like they might have to be, it's really important for you to, first of all, get in touch with your deepest and highest values and know that you are the most important person to yourself right now, and that you must embrace yourself with the kindest compassion and love and gentleness that there is. And you must know that life has you in its hands and is carrying you into an entirely new experience and relationship with yourself.
Sounds like the Galactic Center event.
There
because,
you go.
Because that is what you just said is what is happening on a collective level.
Oh.
We need, that's what it's about. It's about connecting back to your center.
Yes.
And being compassionate to yourself, being forgiving and understanding, and ultimately giving yourself unconditional love. Because it's been quite the opposite. You know, we're always critical on ourselves, or we only love ourselves when we do good things. And so, you know, it is rising in that consciousness of oneness.
Okay, and for this specific person, I just want to add this one thing, is that, you know, you have a card that is like ending your life as you knew it, and if you can allow that to happen with grace and trust, trust is a big one here, you're going to see something beautiful emerge. The other thing is there is also an element of forgiveness and acceptance that needs to come into play here, and that is probably the golden key that's going to set you free, okay? You can always contact me personally again. you know, via email or whatever. Thank you for sending your email. So everybody else, feel free to call in. We're taking calls. We have quite a bit more time. So you have something you'd like to say,
Michael? I want to kind of stay on, you know, this galactic center thing and interject in kind of what you're doing, because it's just, like I said, I'm listening to you give her a reading. I'm thinking, well, that's kind of what it is happening on a collective level. But the main thing that I want to bring to everybody, this kind of little tidbit of energy and information, is that the thing that we must get over right now is all our fear. Because Pluto rules fear. And this is, you know, this fear is in us genetically. You know, we go back, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years when the human species first developed on this earth, and it was very in its early stages. We were just learning how to catch our food, how to keep ourselves warm, how to build a fire. We had no concept of God or spirit yet. We were evolving at that time. And right at that moment, this cataclysmic event occurs on this earth. It's hit by this asteroid. It knocks it into a wobble. The sun goes away for I don't know how many years. The plants begin to die. The animals begin to die. And what did the human species start to do? It got cold. It was the earth, the ground underneath you was shaking all the time because the earth was wobbling. And so what did we do? Well, food got scarce. So we started fighting over food. And then we started killing over food. And then we started trying to control to survive. And if you really look at that energy, that is the core of all of our fear. And that's what I have learned from my connection with spirit, is that's where we have this inherent fear. And as Pluto sits on the galactic center this time around, because it's in Sagittarius, which is all about belief systems and spirituality, and it's saying this is the time that we can literally cleanse away this fear and get the collective back on track of being good to this earth instead of being literally a bacteria on it.
Well, and that's exactly what's happening. I mean, so many people are moving in that direction. Mm-hmm. Celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are more organizations. Somebody put this up on a website or something, and I saw it. Emily, I just want to say the question that you're asking, I cannot answer on the radio show because it takes too much time to look for all those details. But I got your email. Thank you. So, it's like I saw a list of all the organizations that are working to make a difference on this planet, and it was hundreds of thousands. It's just absolutely amazing. So it already is taking place, and, you know,
I think
the planet's probably been through. Do you know what happened 350 years ago?
Like I said, I believe that it was an asteroid that impacted the Earth, which is what killed off the dinosaurs because there was not enough food.
Remember, 350 years ago?
About 300,000 years ago.
Oh, no, but 350 years ago
Pluto was on it before. Yeah, that's when the Industrial Revolution began. That's when they first started translating the Bible into other languages. That's when invention became commonplace. These are when Pluto hits the galactic center, this is the time to go in, connect, and start downloading information. That is kind of how it is. The other thing I wanted to say to support what you were saying is,
but not everybody relates to that that's listening to the show.
That's why.
So you know.
That's why I want to say it this way.
Make it, okay.
Because, you know, what also supports this is we all know the signs. You know, we know Aries, we know Cancer, we know all these signs. And we are now coming into literally the age of Aquarius. Now, everybody can understand that. And what is Aquarius all about? Freedom. It's all about ascension into higher understanding life.
And
it's disruption. So we're going to have a lot of disruption in the world that's going to raise the consciousness.
And it's also about communication on a global scale.
On a global scale through media.
And humanity. Humanitarianism, right?
That's right, because Aquarius is the humanitarian inner sign.
Right.
And the other thing about Aquarius is that you look at the Internet. The Internet is ruled by that planet by Aquarius, the planet Uranus, which is its ruler. It rules phones. Look at what the phones have done just in the past year. Look at what the internet has done just in the past 3 years. Even in the past month, I've seen huge changes on the internet. Everything that is Aquarian right now is starting to show itself and grow. And so, yes, this is the time that peace could grow. You know, the dawning of the age of Aquarius literally is where we're at. Now, I believe 2012, which is when the Mayan calendar, when numerology, when many different things point to a major change in our living structure, I believe what that is we will fully be into the age of Aquarius, where anything is possible. And I mean that literally, because that's the energy of Aquarius. It means Aquarius can do things that has never been done before.
And it's really amazing, because the beauty of the internet, like I was on a web TV show last Friday, and a lot of people were calling in, and there were so many people watching that show. It's called The Naked Salon. It's on gotwebtv.com, and they're replaying it. But so many people were tuning in that it was messing up the system. I don't know the proper terminology for this. But we got one call that came through from England. And we're sitting in Westlake Village, California, right? And it was like, we all got so excited afterwards. We went to lunch, and we were just like, the feeling of connecting with the whole globe is what the internet has opened up. And we all have opportunity to connect in bigger ways than we ever have. But it doesn't have to be that way either. It's just, you know, we're all learning. I know a lot of people are tuning into this show for the first time. And normally this show is all about the cards. And I think it'd be cool if we could talk a little bit about the cards and their connection with astrology. But, you know, it is such an incredible time for us to become more aware. And for the people that haven't considered a spiritual path, they are getting on one. You know, everybody's at the perfect place moving forward. And I feel like those who aren't moving with that intention, they're going to leave or they're going to disappear somehow. It just seems like, and that doesn't mean that the people dying don't belong here. I'm not saying that.
Right, but
it's like there's a prominence of, you know, giving. Like Bill Clinton's last book is called Giving. And it's all about all these examples and stories of people giving and the ways they made huge differences from one thought of, I want to make a difference here, or something touched them there. And it's really incredible that that humanitarian aspect of the Aquarian age is really showing its face.
Right.
And I think, for me, that's the most important thing. I mean, that we realize, like, I was at a conference with Mark Victor Hansen, and I was speaking to a lot of people there, a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, they have a foundation they started to end poverty. They have to get 1 million people to donate $100 a month. And in 5 years, they'll end poverty. And that guy does everything he sets out to do. And I know he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I know we can do it by joining efforts. And I was telling a friend of mine this, and she said, well, that's going to upset the karma, isn't it? And I thought, wow, you know, really, the opportunity that we have is to balance everything. It's not upsetting it. It's really about bringing things into balance. And we can only do that through giving. That's what the hearts teach us in the cards. But we got to get all the way through all the suits to the wisdom. We got to go through all our emotional stuff.
Yeah,
all our learning.
All our old wisdom, all the old structure, all the narrow-mindedness, all the rigidity that the world has taught us. And Aquarius is the opposite of that.
Yes.
You know, it's opening up and becoming more fluid and more open to receive and more at peace. And, you know, earlier when you said, you know, people that aren't on this path, I think what happens, because what your earnest does is it's kind of like, earnest is the energy of someone coming up and whacking you upside the head, you know, with the hammer and going, wake up,
yes.
Because you don't get it. So what I'm kind of seeing is those who aren't kind of connecting at least just because they're so caught up into all the human worldly things, war, politics, all this other stuff, and they don't have a connection to their center or to their creator or source, however you want to title it, I find that there will be things and disruptions within the world that will force them to go there.
Now, you're talking about the people that are destructive with those things.
Yeah, or
because there are a lot of people that are in politics that are very aware.
Oh, very, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So I just wanted to clarify that.
Yes, I'm glad you did that, because I didn't want it to sound like I was making a blanket statement.
It's really easy to do that on the radio, and I've done it.
And thank God we have people that are of a higher understanding within our political world and within the world, because they are going to be the ones that are going to help make this shift occur.
Yeah.
Because when the shit hits the fan, which is what Aquarius does, comes in and it disrupts it all, it forces you to connect.
Well, that Uranian energy, it really breaks up old structures to create the way for the future, right?
Yes, exactly.
So we're on that, you know, we're at the edge of that bridge. I always see it as a bridge because the Joker to me is a bridge. And the Joker energy is very Uranian.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of unpredictable energy that just comes in and has no respect for tradition, has no respect for, you know, belief systems or structures whatsoever, and just comes in.
Well, in the Celestial card deck, the Joker is Uranus.
Yes.
So it is Aquarius.
I would like to open the lines right now for people that might want to call in and ask a question. Either ask a question of Bill or ask a question of me in the cards. I really want to give you that opportunity because we've got about 20 minutes left. We don't have that long. I have to look at the 43. Yes. No, we have about 10, 12 minutes to do that. So if you want to call in, please call in. Any question is a good question. All of them are good. And be happy to look at that. I wanted to say, if you've just tuned in, my guest is Bill Bradshaw. His website is themysticman.com. And you can also go to my websites. One is starofthemagi.com. The other is itsallinthecards.com. I have compatibility reports on itsallinthecards.com. There's a link for that on my other website as well. And I'm going to be raising the price on those compatibility reports. I said this last week, but I didn't know how, and now I figured it out, so I'm doing it. I'm really upgrading my brain with all this stuff. So anyway, I also have some new offerings on my website for readings for your personal significator readings and other things. And, of course, my book, if you don't have my book, Cards of Destiny.
Oh, and I highly recommend that. I mean, again, you know, Sharon, when we met, I knew nothing about this. And I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, it's okay.
I knew nothing about these cards. And you know, I always believed in the back of my mind that those deck of cards were very important. You know, where they came from. And here, you know, at my age, I finally meet somebody that understands the vibration of those cards because, again, being a numerologist, I see everything in numbers. And when I did the cards for not only myself, but now when I, you know, any of my clients that come and get a reading from me, I will read their life path card and I will read their spirit card. And it
out of the book?
Yes, right out of the book. And I will hold the book up, show them the book, and I will read it. And every single person I have done that to just told me how profound it added to the whole reading.
Oh,
so I think it's definitely a must that, you know, this is one of the things that we need to do, or we need to get the collective consciousness to do, which is delve into that information that we have accessible to us that takes us into this whole understanding of who we are on a deeper level and what our vibration is. It's the same as astrology, which is it shows you something deeper about you yourself, and yet it shows you also that there's something much bigger than yourself. So it's so important now for people to know their cards, to know their sun sign and their ascendant sign, to know what their ruling planets are, to know what their ruling cards are. This gives us enormous amounts of information that are going to help us to ascend into this kind of new world that we're coming into.
Well, and also, oh, we have a caller. Hello.
Hi, this is Allison, and we tuned in late.
Oh, did you now? This is my friend for all of you that just, I wonder why I responded to this.
Did we miss the significance of 1211?
Oh, yeah, we talked about all this, and you're going to have to listen in the archives.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Where were you, you little Hawaiian?
Trying to figure out the computer.
Another Aquarian
thing, right. Okay, well.
Okay.
All right, honey. That's my friend on Kauai, Allison.
Beautiful.
So nice to hear from you. Thank you for calling. I'm now, you know, it's so, this is one of the reasons I do this radio show. Okay. First of all, I wrote the book because I want people to see their potential and how every one of us has gifts that we bring into this life. We also have challenges. And then to see that and understand that of each other as well. So in the process, we learn the lessons of the heart suit, which is about compassion and forgiveness and love and kindness. And so that's the reason I wrote my book, you know, and that's why I do the radio show, because I want to talk to you, you know. I want you to talk to me, and I want to connect with you. And so that's the reason I make myself available this way. Well, I have an Aquarius ascendant, so this is my dharma in this life. And also in the cards, it's my destiny. And one of the things I love very much about the cards, and those of you that listen to me know this, is that it does tap us into the gifts that we bring and how to manifest those in this life. For those of you that are new, also on my website, you can sign up for the card of the day. It's free, and then you just get the card of the day.
I signed up, and I love that.
I know.
And I've now gotten it for 2 days, and it was so right on. In fact, if we have a couple minutes before we sign off, can we talk about the card today and the card today?
Yes, we can.
Because I thought it was unbelievably synchronistic that the card of the day is all about...
it's a club, I believe,
wasn't
it? It's a five of clubs.
Yeah. So
you want me to read it?
It's all about change and analytically thinking it out. But what's the spirit card then?
The spirit card of the five of clubs is the five of hearts.
Right, which is all about manifestation and abundance. Is that correct?
Well, it's change. Fives represent change and experience. Fives are all about experience. Five is a number that represents humanity.
Okay.
Bingo.
I love that.
You guys have no idea. The energy between us is so intense. It's like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm on a ride at Magic Mountain. Okay, this is what I wrote today. The kind heart meets the imagination today. Curiosity and innocence, along with keen mental awareness, are the gifts of the day. New thinking and emotional changes are at hand. Discontentment is a sign that it's time to reinvent yourself in some way by letting go of what no longer serves you and adopting what will. Be creative with financial ideas. So I put this on my website every day, unless I'm in the middle of nowhere and I can't get an internet connection. And then if you sign up for the complimentary card of the day, it'll come in your email box almost always. Sometimes with typos or mistakes, and I just am so grateful for all. Somebody emailed me today and said, did you know there was a mistake on November 14th? And I emailed back and I said, yes, and, you know, maybe I do that once in a while just to find out that people are actually reading.
That's a good way. That's a perfect way.
But I didn't do it on purpose, you know. I used to call myself the typo queen, and I quit. Sometimes, you know.
But you know, I change, fives today, right? And again, this is what the Galactic Center thing is all about.
And
about
humanity, five is humanity.
Humanity, about changing the way we look at everything, you know. If we stay in this fear, what do we focus on? We focus on what we don't have, what's lack in our life, what's not working out. I know why I'm so busy right now in my career is because everybody wants to know those answers. You know, why isn't it working out? Why this? Why that? Why that? And it's about changing the way we focus. Because, you know...
And in order to do that, we have to reach a still point first.
That's right.
It's like
quiet,
in healing.
That's right.
The rhythm stops, and then we allow the natural rhythm to take over.
But we cannot focus, though, on the negative things real quick. We have to focus on the positive things, what we do have, what we do look forward into the future, because then we create that. If we focus on what we don't have and the lack...
Yes.
You will just create more of that.
You know, and a great way to do that is to start the day by writing down what you're grateful for.
Or reading your card. That's
reading
what I love about
card.
Your card because,
thank you.
Because it is very positive. You know, it's very supportive, and that's what I really liked about the book. You know, you read a lot of books that are written by authors that kind of tell us these very kind of like what I want to say bad things about the energy.
Or condescending.
Yes, and you know, there's no bad. It's all good.
Yes.
And so, you know, this is a supportive energy.
Thank you.
And so your cards exactly support that in itself. They're very supportive. You read every single card and it's all positive. And
thank
that's what
you.
The world needs right now.
I get a little cheeky sometimes.
That's good.
I want to, you know, we just have a couple of more minutes. And so we're going to have to do this again because this was fun.
That's great. I'd love to do it again.
Bill and I are actually going to start our own show.
That's right.
A TV show, a feng shui show, because we both have a background in that as well. That'll be on the web on his...
the Mystic Network, and it's going to be called thefengshuishow.com.
There you go.
And we're both, see, and I think the really cool thing about this is we do different methods of feng shui. And, you know, so the show should be pretty controversial because I'm sure we're going to butt heads a little bit along the way. But see, it's beautiful. It's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, for what needs, because we see two different realities, however you want to say it, two different religions working it out instead of killing each other over it, which is what's happening in the world today.
Yeah.
So in our little world, we are two separate people who are going to bring it all together.
It's going to be fun. So we'll keep you posted on that. I have two teleseminars coming up in December. They're listed on my website, starthemagi.com, on the products page. You'll find your way around there if you haven't been there before. And a new type of reading as well. I want to thank you, Bill, for being here today.
Thank you, Sharon.
And I want to thank all of you for listening and showing up. Please feel free to email me. I love having contact with you. And I want to thank BBS Radio. Dawn, you're fabulous. I love you. And I want to wish you all a fabulous week. If there are any topics that you want me to talk about next week, it's going to be open lines the whole show, readings. So anything you want me to talk about, let me know. Send me an email. I love you all. Have a wonderful week.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Much love and light to you. Thank you.
Thank you.